Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, actually, I didn't really like the job. I could not care less for the homeless before. I grew up in the Philippines when my mother used to feed them in our kitchen. So they ate my food, occupied my space. So I grew up not liking any homeless people until I came to America. I became a nurse at Baylor. I was hired in the Philippines, became supervisor nurse at Baylor for 28 years. And then until one day, my husband from the military, he committed suicide. And out of that tragedy, the Lord birthed in my heart, what can I do? Instead of becoming mad at God, I asked God, what can I do to serve you? And then one day he just took me under the bridge in downtown Dallas and spoke to my heart saying, go under the bridge and help the homeless. And I said, no, not me. Those are crazy people. I don't like them. And then the voice said, you were the one who asked me, what can you do for me? So that was my turning point. That was in October of 1993. From that time on, I said, God, forgive me. What could I take to these needy people? And the voice in my heart said, blankets. So I became a blanket lady for Dallas. For 8 years, the homeless called me the blanket lady. I would carry blankets in my car because that's what God told me to do, give them blankets. You know, when I asked him, what can I take to them? And the Lord said, blankets. So that's how it started in 1993. I became blanket lady till 2001. So I would distribute blankets together with my old mother in the streets of Dallas, just me and lots of blankets. And I would gather money from doctors and nurses at Baylor Hospital, and they gave it to me. And so from that time on, my heart really was changed. And now I quit my six-figure income and became a missionary for the homeless and the poor in Dallas. So we have helped already like 195,000 homeless and poor in Dallas and 28,000 homeless and poor children in different parts of the world. We are in 11 countries. We do the event in July in different countries as well, helping the children. So we already helped like 28,000 children in different parts of the world, and we built schools. We have a school in Africa, a medical clinic for orphans in Cambodia, another school near Thailand. Now we're building another school partnership with Israel in Israel. That's my story. The most unlikely person to be called to do this job, and I quit my job. So now I'm very passionate about the homeless because that's what God told me to do, and I even lived in the street as a homeless person for a day.
That's amazing. And one of your gigantic undertakings with Operation CARE is coming up on the 21st at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. Tell us what this is, how many people you plan to serve, and how our listeners might be able to help.
DISD called us and really asked us, could you take our children? And so, make long story short, they wanted to send us 10,000 children. I said, no, there's no way. We're such a small ministry, but we do big things because, you know, we just trust God. And we trust that the Lord will touch the hearts of people. So we are expecting for sure about 6,000 or more children and another 6,000 homeless and poor people around Dallas-Fort Worth. And so we cater to all of them regardless of their race, age, religion, color. We take care of all the people that would come to us, so they fall in line, and it's like first come, first serve. So as what I said, we provide all the things I told you during that event, and that's happening once every year. Saturday before Christmas, we hold this massive Christmas event honoring the homeless and the poor at the Dallas Convention Center. And the one why this is very special this year, because Dallas is going to pave the way. I have another vision that God gave me. It's called One Day 2020, wherein in one day, the whole world, America, will celebrate Jesus' birthday, and then the guest of honor will be the homeless and the poor. And so we will take care of the homeless and the poor and help them find jobs, resources. So we partner with different organizations all over the Metroplex. So we're going to teach America and different states, representatives from Union Gospel Mission, they are coming to Dallas this December 21. We have 12 states flying here with a United Nations ambassador to see how we do it in Dallas so they could copy it in different parts of America. So this is going to be extremely, extremely special. So we need the city of Dallas, Fort Worth, to show the world how we help our poor and our homeless people, how we give them resources to become better people and then give them hope. There is hope in God. There's hope in Christ.
You know, one of the things that you are in need of is monetary donations. How much does it cost to help provide for each of the 12,000 that you're going to be serving coming up on the 21st?
For $30, they could adopt a child or a homeless, and we carry the rest of the cost. But anyway, $30, the $10 will go to the shoes, $10 will go to a coat and a toy for a child. So we're really more concerned of helping the children. We are ready to do 3,000 because that's what we did last year. We had 3,000 children. So we are right now we are able to do the 3,000, but we don't have nothing for the other 3,000 children. So we are begging, we're asking the community to please help us because I'm just a little widow. Left my job, left a six-figure income to help the poor and the homeless, and I don't have the means, so I need help. So we could help. So the city needs to take ownership because remember, we're going to show the world how we help our poor and homeless. So this, Dallas will become the lighthouse and the epicenter of this massive vision for next year, wherein this party will happen in each state, wherein each state could help their own poor and homeless on that special day.
I understand. And then in addition to that, the homeless population, you want them to be able to leave that day with something warm to wear on their back. So what do you need specifically for that?
Well, for the homeless, the men, we are in dire need of coats, not jackets nor sweaters. No, we need coats. We need winter coats because there was a story of one of our homeless who died on the streets. He froze. He didn't have any coat nor blankets. So we're giving away coats, we're giving away blankets. The need we have are big coats for men. The women were okay, but it's the men. So we need at least about 500 coats for men, like large to extra large. They could get it from Walmart and donate it to us. Our office is in 8330 LBJ Suite 770. And our website is opcare.org, and they could even donate to our website, and we could buy it in bulk, wherein it's cheaper for us to buy it in bulk. Okay, our website is opcare.org, O-P-C-A-R-E.org, like shortcut of Operation Care, O-P as in Peter, opcare.org, telephone number 972-681-3567, and we need a massive number of volunteers. Because we're dealing with a lot, thousands of people. We need security people. If there's any police that would volunteer, we need those people. We need photographers. We need jugglers to entertain children's area because we need help. We want to show America when they come here on December 21 that we are organized and that our people are helping our poor and homeless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.